Okay, let's get into Tzmura Daf Yud Beis. Tzmura Yud Beis, we are on the second to last line on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, here in the second to last daf of the first parak of Maseches Tzmura in Parak Hakol Memirin. As we learn all the things, all the details of Inyanim of Tzmura, today we get to the second to last Mishnah in this parak, which branches off a little bit. It mentions Tzmura, but there are other parallel halachas. And then we'll get to the last Mishnah, the Shema Tamar's daf, which talk about what is subject to Tzmura and who can do Tzmura. That'll be the Tamar's daf. But now we get into Ba Mine Abaya Meir of Yosef. Right, we're still talking about fetuses. That was yesterday's discussion. We started earlier with Barpada and Rabbi Yochanan, and then we related to that, again, whether a fetus is subject to being kadosh, whether a fetus is strong enough to be Mamir or Makdish something from it. That was the discussion. We spoke about Ba'ali Mumin, spoke about all different topics that came up. And we spoke about his pashtus as well on yesterday's daf, his pashtus kedusha bekula. That was Rabbi Yossi. We spoke about the fascinating discussion of Tosfos and Kiddushin and the Tosfos Yushanim there about the natural connection between Hekdish and Kiddushin. Is there even more of a connection between those two, the Avni Miluim's Ha'ara, between those two and, let's say, Ophos, as we had the Ibaya yesterday? But either way, that was an important discussion. Okay, so we are second to last line. The Ibaya, Boimene Abaya Meir of Yosef. Hishlamim Uvlada Chulin, Vishachta Bifnim Mahu. Also, a very fascinating discussion that is important on many levels. If you have a carbon, an animal, that's a shlamim, and its fetus inside is chulin. So what am I supposed to do with a carbon? I'm supposed to shecht it in the azara. That's what a carbon is for. And what do I do? That's what I do. Vishachta Bifnim Mahu. What's the difference? What's the chshash? Because there's a fetus inside that's chulin. So did I just do something wrong? Did I just shech chulin b'azara? I'm not allowed to take an animal that does not have kedusha and shechted in the azara. But here I shechted a carbon. But we know, as we learned yesterday, again, we reviewed it, ben pekua. The halachas of the fourth parak of Maseches Chulin. If I shechted an animal and there's a fetus inside, it's ke'ilu, the inner one, the fetus, gets the heter of nishchat. So here too, do we say that it's ke'ilu, I shechted in an animal that was chulin bifnim? That's a pretty amazing question. Let's just read the Rashi. Shlamim v'vlada chulin, hikdish b'ema mu'uberes chutz mi'ubara, delivery akol ein ubar kadosh. Right, a case that's according to everyone. I was beferish. I was beferish makdash an animal, and I said the fetus is not going to be kadosh. The fetus is going to be chulin. And then I shechted that animal in the azara. So the shechita of the mother works for the child. So is that shechitas chulin b'azara? That's amazing. And the next question, according to Rashi, it's two questions. Lamanda Amar, Vladi Kachim, Pahavayasan, Hain Kdoshim. And according to the Manda Amar, that a fetus inside an animal is only Kadosh when it is born. Rashi says again, this is a separate Ibaya. Rashi second to last line. Klomar, Adam Shikdish Behema, Viachar Sabra. Unlike the first case where I was Makdish a mother and I said the fetus should be Chulin, here I was just Makdish an animal. And then it became pregnant when it was kadosh. And according to the opinion that it's not kadosh until it comes out, that's another example of a chulin animal inside a carbon. So lamanda mavlade kadosh bahava yasanein kadoshin. So miyavi chulin bazar alo. So is this chulin bazar or not by shechting the animal? So we already had yesterday, we discussed a little bit the Rambam at the beginning of Hilcha Shechita in Perek Beis. What about havaas chulin bazara? Havaas chulin. Right, what about bringing tables and chairs and pens into the azara? Is it limited to items that are ra'ui l'gabi ha-mizbeach, like animals, or the Rambam examples of fruit and bread? Dafka those examples, because those are ra'ui for bikurim, for mincha. This is about shechita schulin ba'azara, not dafka hava'a schulin. But what do you see from even the question? What do we see from the question here? Rabbi Yosef Engel points out in the Asvin da'araisa, in Klal Yud Dalet, that's where he talks about the Chakira. I don't know if we mentioned it yesterday. I don't remember. But the Chakira that we discussed at length in the fourth parak of Chulin, in the Sugya Ben Pakua, when we say that the Shechita of the mother works for the child, right? We discussed it a little bit yesterday, I think, about related to Nevela and Trefa. But do we say it's Ki'ilu the child was Shechted, or do we say that the child doesn't need Shechita? Right, we ask this question many times, and many exceptions to the rule in areas of halacha. Do we say it's ki'ilu, it happened, or you don't need it? I mean, Rasul HaGavok, Mitzir Rasul HaHedyot. Right? We say saying something is ki'ilu, it's a kinyan. So do we say, it's ki'ilu there was a ma'isa kinyan on this davar to make it hektish, or you don't need a ma'isa kinyan? Right? Kinyan agav. Kinyan agav, right? I makne the land, and along with it goes the metaltalin on it. Agav. So is that because it's ki'ilu you did a ma'isa kinyan on the metaltalin? Symbolically, or you don't need a ma'isa kinyan on the metaltalin? So, similar question here. Do we say it's ki'ilu you shechted the baby, or the baby doesn't need shechita, and just the heter is good enough? So that is a big chakira in Maseches Chulin. What's amazing is that, we've pointed this out often, sometimes you can learn a whole Masechta in Shas about a certain topic, and that's not enough. Because there's a detail about this topic that's found in a different Masechta that doesn't appear in the Masechta that you're looking at. Hilchos Yantif is not only in Beitza. Hilchos Shabbos is not only in Masechta Shabbos. Right, you can find that Hilchas Gittin are not only in Gittin, you have some important details of Gittin, which is pretty self-contained, but some details outside of Maseches Gittin. Right, you have important discussions of Ksiva Sefer Torah in Maseches Shabbos. That's not in Menachos. Again, all Kol Torah Kula is in Yenechad. All of Torah is connected. Right, that's the language of the Tosefta in Maseches Sanhedrin, where the Tosefta discusses if a Talmud goes to ask a Rav a question, and there are two questions that are asked at the same time. One is Ke'inyan, one is Shlo Ke'inyan. One is, it's Tisha B'Av in a week. So one asks a Tisha B'Av question, and one asks a Pesach question. You answer the Tisha B'Av question. You answer the Tisha B'Av question. And the Tosefta discusses, does the student have to ask forgiveness for asking the Rav a question that's totally not relevant to the time of year? So one opinion, I think it's Rabbi Meir who says, no, he doesn't have to ask forgiveness, because in a deeper sense, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. All of Torah is one inyan, everything is related to each other, and therefore one does not have this. That's true. In a certain sense, all of Torah is related, but also we know the principle of ani b'makam echad v'yashir b'makam acher, that even if it doesn't talk about A so much in one area, or even if it does, there are other details that are listed elsewhere. So this is a perfect example of that. The Asad Daraisa in Klal Yudala, he discusses this question about Ben Pakua, which is a major Maseches Chulin discussion, and he has the different opinions. Is it al yedei shechita so'eim nechshav ha'ibur kenishchat, or dilma be'emes eino ibur nishchat klal? The ibur is not shechted at all. V'roi she'ye aser. Ella, really, it hasn't gotten shechita. It should be an avela. Ella sha'a Torah hitira iser kazeh hanimsa b'me'a iman. The Torah matters this animal to be eaten without shechita. Bikra de kol bibehema tochelu the alfida mine hefter ben pakua uminale lomar. There's a national shkita sa ubar, right? There was no shkita on the ubar, right? So you're telling me which is more mechudash? On the way in, you might say, why? You can eat an animal without getting shechted. You can eat an animal without getting shechted, right? But on the other hand, you might say, how could you say that this is considered shkita if you didn't physically do a shkita on this animal? So each one of them is mechudash as compared to the other one. There's not one that's more pashat and one that's more mechudash. But he continues, it goes through the different dayas. Then he says, L'chor yesh raya lazeh, mima shemuter gam benimsa meis b'mea imo. We know, even if the animal's dead, if the fetus is dead, the shechita still worked. You can't do shechita on a mace. So maybe that halacha shows that it's not that there was a shechita. There was a mace, the ki'ilo, there was a mace of shechita. Right? The lo shayach mei shechita klal, kivit shem mace mikodem, v'kfar nasar mishem nevela, v'yal karchak de heter gredahu, shehitira Torah, kol animsa b'avefilu isu nevela. So l'chor you would say that, misvara. But then he says, I have a raya mufreshes from a gemara. Which gemara? T'mura daf yedal from a base. Quotes our Gemara. The fact that the Gemara could even have the Havamina, that there's going to be an Isser of Shechitas Chulin Bazara by the fetus, Shechitas Chulin, that's not going to work if it's just a Heter Shechita. That for sure, says the Asvid Daraisa, it is a Raya Brura Unachona. He doesn't say that often. He brings many rayas from all over, 30 rayas up to a topic. But here he says this is a raya alimta. It's a very strong raya, because how could the Gemara even have a havamina to say that you're going to violate shechitas chulin ba'azara? You didn't touch the baby, right? You just shechted the karban, the mother. And the baby is shechitas chulin ba'azara. He says it's mefurish. It's mefurish that ben pakua means that it's ki'ilu you shechted the baby. Because the Gemara is not even going to answer that, oh, you didn't really do a shechita. The Gemara is not going to answer. The Gemara is going to give a different pasuk. So says the Asvid Daraisa, so this is the sugya of Ben Pakua is not complete unless you learn Tzmura on Daf Yud Aleph from a base on the bottom, this Ibaya that is mentioned, which he says is a Mefurish Rai. Good, let's continue. Says the Nate brings another raya from Baba Kama. Says two strong rayas are not from Gulin. It's from Baba Kama and from Baba Kama Dav Ayin Ches and Tzmura Dav Yud Aleph. So anyway, back to the question. So do we say it is Shechitas Gulin Ba'azara? Right? Even if you take that opinion about Ben Pekua, it's still a huge chiddush. You're going to violate an Aveira here? You did what you're supposed to do. You have a carbon. So what? The animal happened to be pregnant, but you shefted a carbon. You shefted a shlamim in the Azara. So that's the Gemara's question. So Amar Leh answers Rav Yosef. Ki, no, there's no problem. There's no Isser. Why? Mi karina be ki yurchak mimcha hamakom v'zavachta. What did it say by the what you're supposed to do with chulin? When you're far away from the Beis HaMikdash and you shecht it. Here you couldn't do that. The only time that you're only going to be chayav for shechitas chulin ba'azara is if where you should have shechted it somewhere berichuk makom and you didn't. And you shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash. But here you cannot shecht it bekirv makom, right? It's inside. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to do it. The Brisker Rav wonders, well, didn't we have a discussions a little bit earlier elsewhere that you're able to shecht an animal while it's in utero, you stick a knife in, and you shecht an animal inside, isn't that possible? He discusses that, again, not such a common case, but isn't that possible? So maybe that wouldn't be called a shechita, but that's the Grizz's question in the name of his father, Reb Chaim. Madu lo shach l'shchor nesavlad, v'richuk makom, gemar b'chulim mistapekes, v'hoshe yad alameya behema v'shachar nesu ubar, ima umar nita b'shechita. V'yim kain, maybe you could do that here too. Reb Chaim answers, sha'af sha'achin efshar l'shchor desa ubar, mikom makom tzrichin ladun al shechitas ha'aim, imi shechita shal chulin ba'azara. You go by the normal shechita that is expected. Okay, that is one. Next question, similar. The opposite. He chulin v'vlad ashlamim. What happens if you have a chulin animal, but you amaktish the vlad? The baby is a carbon. Rashi says, l'Rabbi Yochanan. Right, like we had, machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Mapada, whether kedushas chalal ubarin. And we said the machlokas, but maybe it's even Barpada. Maybe Barpada would agree here. Right? Rashi here says, "Valibet demadav kedusha chala ala ubrin." Right? The some achronim ask, didn't we say that Barpada agrees as long as the mother is not a ba'alas mum? Okay. Either way. So the question is this shchitas chutz? Right? Kachim b'chutz, because here they have a karbon inside and the chulin outside. V'shachlo b'chutz mahu mi mechayev alei mishum shchutei chutz. Olo. Amar Leh. So, similar answer Rav Yosef gives to Abaya. Mi karina be vehevi lashem. Right? Does it say here? Does it apply here that you could bring this to the Beis HaMikdash? Again, this is only when does Shkutei Chutz apply? Where you could have brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. And you didn't. That's a bizayon of the Beis HaMikdash. Bizayon of the carbon. But here you can't. You couldn't have. Lishna Achrina. Again, a Tumura Lishna Achrina. Amar Leh. Ra'ui lapesach oal moed chayav anal bachutz. Only if it's roi to bring, are you chayiv b'chutz. But here, it's not roi to bring. Since it's a fetus, and therefore there is no iser of shchutei chutz. The Rambam discusses here, so what's the halacha? What's the halacha in the case in these cases? The Gemara seems to say it's mutter. Where it says mutter, the Gemara says it's not usser, right? If you have a chulin animal that's pregnant with a carbon fetus, and you shecht it outside, that is not shchutei chutz. The Rambam in the Maisa Karbanos, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Behemas chulin, she'ubara kachay mizbeach, usser l'shochto b'chutz. The Rambam says it's usser. The Rambam says, so you don't get that impression from the Gemara. The Gemara says, like, you're not chayiv. So does that mean you're usser? That's how the Rambam maybe understands the Gemara. The Rambam says, you're not chayiv, kares. Maybe that's the question of Abaya from Rav Yosef. The Rambam says, usser. But, v'im shachta eino loke. Mipnei she'eina ru'uya lavo lifnei Hashem. The Rambam quotes that it's usser, but one is not going to get malchus. Right? That's the Rambam's chilek. The Sfas Emes here points out that Rambam, and he wonders, where does the Rambam get it from? Quotes this Rambam, and then he says, "Venire taimo devadai also lishkor b'chutz." You read the Gemara; it sounds like it's all mutter. What are you doing wrong? Says the Sfas Emes, it must be that according to the Rambam, it's obvious that it's going to be usser. Why? Because even though technically right now you can't bring it by, in the Beis HaMikdash, but you're still ruining the opportunity from this animal ever being shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. Because once this animal has the either heter or maisa shechita that is chal on it, you can't do another shechita in the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Tfasemes, the Rama must understand this Ibaya not as a lechatchila, whether it's Asur or Mutter, or just the next step. For sure it's Asur. The question is it going to be a full violation of Shchut Echutz? The Nira Taimo, Devade Asur Lishchot Vachutz, Da Ayadei Ze Yispatel HaKarbon, Da Havlan Lo Yero Uila HaKrava, Da Hayotze Dofen, it's Yotze Dofen, Vegam Kivan, De Kfar Nishchat Ha'em Lo Have Kechai, Upasul HaKarbon, Rak I Ovar Veshachat Ha'em Patur. That's how the Rama understands this Ibaya. That feeling is that Filu Reb Shimon that says Mechusar Zman V'Kol Roy Lachar Zman Avi Belosa say Mikol Makom Hacha Oso Shchita Seim Lagabe Vlad Ein Roy LaOlam Befnim Tikishi Yivaled Yei Roy Adi Shchidas Atzmo Ava Shchidas U LaOlam Ein Roy Befnim V'Al Have Lav Afilu Reb Shimon Kain Nira Li. That's an important hara of the Sfasemes, but again, based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's Asur. It's Asur to do this. You don't get that impression from the Gemara, but that's what the Rambam says, that it's Usr to, you're not going to violate Shchut Echutz fully, but it's still going to be Usr. The Pesukim in Achremos are very graphic. We're not going to get into it right now. Very graphic about Shchut Echutz. It compares it to murder. Very, the Mefarshim, the Klayakar and others talk about just the Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's unusually graphic. We're talking about an Avera of Shchut Echutz, but the Gemara is very, the Pesukim are very Charif about that Avera. Okay. Says the Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to have to do with Timuras. That's why we have all of these built on each other. Eina meduma midameya el lefi cheshbon. A number of these lines appear in other Mishnayos and Shas, but they're also quoted here. Mishnayos and Trumos and elsewhere. Eina meduma midameya el lefi cheshbon. When we have meduma, as we know, you have Truma that got mixed up with Chulin, but there's not enough Chulin in order to be mivatel, the Truma. There's not 1 to 100. So what happens? So that's all meduma, meaning a Kohen could eat it. A Yisrael can't. A Yisrael could sell it to a Kohen minus the value of the Truma, because the Truma is not his, and then the Kohen can eat it. What happens if that mixture, that is Meduma, falls into another mixture? So that second mixture does not have to be Mavatel, the entire Meduma. It only has to be Mavatel, the amount of Truma that fell in originally. And then it could be Batel. Meduma Medamei is only if Yicheshbon, the Truma that fell in originally. That is halacha number one about meduma. There is, I saw the noted, but a number of later contemporary achronim quoted, the Ksava Kabbalah, who always goes into the etymology of various words. That was part of his gavlas. Again, one of the great achronim of the 1800s, which was fighting. He was fighting. Rav Mecklenburg was fighting those that didn't believe in the 1800s. I think I heard a quote, I don't remember who it was, from Reb Chaim or someone, that the great Gdolim of the 1800s that spent so much of their time showing how Torah Shebichsav is Chai V'Kayim and the connection between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, and how Torah is so relevant to our lives. The Ksava Kabbalah, the Meshech Chachma, the Malbim, and Rav Hirsch. Right, those four greats of the 1800s, you know, spent a lot of time doing this. But Ksava Kabbalah, more than the others, I would say, spent a lot of time on the words themselves. Etymology, quoting Yiddish words that I'm not always familiar with about the way where the word comes from. But he quotes on the Pasuk in Mishpatim, on Medume. We've had that earlier. Remember, we had earlier at the beginning of the Masechta. We had one day at least a Havamina, before it was rejected, about the Isurim that get Malkus, even though they're Alav She'en B'maisa. So remember, we had Nishpa, Meimir, Makalas, Chaver, B'Shem. And then we had another day that said, if you're Maktib, Truma, Libikurim. And then we rejected, maybe not. But either way, that's the pasuk that the Ksava Kabbalah is talking about. That's the way the word meduma comes from. So he has a chiddush. He says the word vidimacha, meduma, is related to tevel. What do you mean tevel? Chachmei Mishnah yishamshu l'rov shnei shemos elu. Sometimes you find in Mishnayis and in Tanaitic literature, he quotes, those two words being used interchangeably. So usually we think that they're very different. Tevel means untithed produce. Meduma means you had chulin and you have truma got mixed up in it. But there's a connection between the two, says the Ksava Kabbalah. Shem tevel hu nach lachach mei mishnah ala tfuah shel hufresh mei nadayin chumas amaisers. Veshem meduma hu nach lamatfuah sheniskan akfar min ha-chuma v'maiser on asari v'tocha chuma v'akam acher, as we just said. Ula daiti, shem tevel ha-muskar v'mishnah himila ivris b'chiluf Tes ha'aram is l'taf. We know certain letters switch. Taf and tes are interchangeable in Hebrew and in Aramaic. So it's as if tevel is taf veiz lamed. Where does tevel with a taf used in Hebrew? Tevel means mixture. Tevel means bilbul and irbuv. He quotes a Yiddish word here, parmishung, kimo vayikra yuches tevelhu. What is that referring to? That's talking about Mishkav Behema. Bilbul v'iruv zera adam v'zera ha-behema. Davar ha-mevalbelas ha-ayin, one of the bali mumin, where the black and the white of the eye is mixed up, tivalul be'enov. Right? That's tevel. You see tevel in there with a tuf. V'chena tfuah ha-mu'ureves v'chalkei g'levia. And also, midume is a form of tevel, because again, it's truma and chulin mixed up. Yirtze tfua mu'ureves labailim shonim. V'chein shem dimua u'meduma shiva mishna. Yusoda balashan ivri. It's also a mixture. What's the mixture here? So now he gets very creative. V'hu shem dema. What's dema? Dema are tears. Right, we even know, we quoted a few weeks ago, the Gra on the Gemara, who wrote the last day of Psukim, Dema, Meduma, so he said maybe it's Machlokas, whether it means tear, but the Ksava Kabbalah said, no, it's related. Dema means tears. Why? What are tears? Al tipios halachios hanigrarim min haboche. It's a mixture of feelings. Amnam im ikir v'yisod harasa nazila. It's not just about tears. Rak tamsis harasa bilbul umevuchas da'as haboche. Confusion. Sometimes tears is a reflection of a mixture of emotions that we have inside. That is reflected in the maskana of that, those confused feelings are the tears that come out. Boche, to cry, is from the word mevuche, confused. Ubilbul shebelev haboche. And that's meduma. They use the different words, but really they are related. Okay, one might say, what do you mean? Sometimes there's crying that's with clarity, right? There's just pain, right? There's just simcha. We're not talking about simcha tears. Let's say the pain tears. But maybe one might say that, you know, there's confusion because maybe deep down we know Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. But we have pain. So there's confusion in there. Meduma. Okay, either way, that's his suggestion. That's the first line of the Mishnah. So, Ein ha-meduma midameya el lafi cheshbon. Ve'ein ha-machumetz b'chametz el lafi cheshbon. If someone has truma yeast fell into chulin flour, so is going to dough, is going to be mechametz, is going to cause the chametz to rise. So this, as we know from elsewhere, even if you have 1 to 100, regular bittul rules do not apply where this small ingredient plays a major role in the whole mixture. Right? We have maimid in Maseches Chulin, where it causes the rest of the ingredients to congeal, where it's a very strong taste. Right, it's a davar charif. So here too, if it is sa'ar, if it's going to cause it to rise, then even less than 100. If it causes it to rise, then it's not going to be batel. But what happens if there wasn't enough sa'ar to cause this mixture of chulin to rise? It was a mixture of truma and chulin. Truma and chulin, sa'ar. So it's going to be usur itself, because the sa'ar is nikar. But now what if this falls into another mixture? So again, as we said before, it's only going to go by the amount of yeast that was originally truma. That's all you're going to have to be mevatel in the next. If there's not enough truma in the yeast to be mechametz, the second mixture it falls into, so then it's not going to be usser and it's going to be batel. You have to have enough to be mechametz ha'achrona, Rashi says, and if not, it's going to be batel. Number two, ve'en amayim sh'uvim posel es ha'mikvah elefi cheshbon. Also, we know that a mikveh needs 40 sa'ah of water. If mayim sh'uvin fall in, then it's a problem. But if the mikveh is already a kosher mikveh, 40 sa'ah, then if some mayim sh'uvin fall in, it's not a problem. But if it's not 40 sa'ah yet, then three sa'ah mayim sh'uvin pasul the mikveh. They prevent it from getting to the status of mikveh. But if some of that water then falls into another, as we'll see, let's not even explain this because the Gemara is going to have different suggestions, what this line means. But that's the halacha, and we'll see what this line of Mayim Shuvim, Lefi Cheshbon, means in the Gemara. Ve'ein mechatas. We're going to go with the girsa that the Shita and the Gra changes it to. Ve'ein mechatas, na'asin mechatas, Ele matan efer. We know the paraduma mixture is a mixture of mayim and the ashes of the paraduma, which goes into the pail first. Different psukim give off different impressions. Our Mishnah is telling us that the me'ef mechatas only become mechatas with the water in first and then matan efer. Says Rashi, Bishosh anosin as a efer naasin mechatas. Hilkach be'inon shiumayim tchila bikli. First you have to have, as the pasuk says, mayim chayim al keli. First you have the mayim chayim in, and then v'acharkach efer. Then you put the ashes in. In that order. If it's in the opposite order, then it is not mayim. It's not mechatas, it is pasul. And therefore, that is not how one makes the para aduma magical mixture. What does this line have to do with the previous line? The other ones were about, there are two stages of something happening, right? Meduma falls in one mixture and another mixture. Chametz, one mixture, another mixture. Here, it's just a halacha, right? The mechatas are nas, and you got to do it in the right order. So look at the Tiferes Yisrael. Here he discusses that there are 10 other lines the Mishnah could have said about ein zeh, ein zeh. So why dafka this one? Lo boy le minkat, rak hanach kulhu, didamu le ein tamura osin tamura. We didn't get to that line yet. But it has, all the lines here have to have some type of connection to the ein tamura osin tamura line. Tibikulu avasaka daidach, in all of these is a hava mina to say otherwise. The kula v'isalke daitach de mistaver she koach bedaver hanifal she yaase ye asela daver acher she hekemoso. In all of them, there might be the power for something to switch to another status. So, once the meduma becomes meduma, maybe it all has a status of truma. Maybe all the sar has a status of truma. Maybe the paraduma ashes has the status. It switches status. That's the connection between all of these items. And as we'll see, that's what Temuri is about as well. Good. Paraduma. V'ein, again, we can spend a lot of time about Paraduma, but not for now. V'ein, Beis HaPras, Osin Beis HaPras. We know Beis HaPras, there are different types of Beis HaPras, as discussed in Mishnayos elsewhere. Beis HaPras is an area that is Tamimi D'Rabbanan. You have an area, a field that was plowed up, and we know that there was some type of, or we think there was some type of bone fragments in the field, but now, after it was plowed up, it might have been crushed and spread across the whole field, and even a bone fragment the size of a barley seed could be metameh. And therefore, I have to be choshesh, that maybe there's some seed, there's some piece that I didn't know about. So as long as I go 100 amos radius around the field, so that is it. Beyond that, ein beis hapras, osin beis hapras. It lo, right, Rashi, lo machzakinan l'shar sados ke beis hapras. Right, I'm not, if I'm choresh the beis hapras again, I'm not choshesh that now the fields around, one has to now be choshesh that those are beis hapras also. So ein beis hapras, osin beis hapras. Ve'ein truma achar truma. And once I'm mafresh truma, let's say the next day, let's say one day I'm mafresh truma, I take off 1/50th. And then the next day I realize that I should give more than this. So I want to give an extra to make it 1/40th. So I take off truma again the second day. That is not truma. Once the field is already mesukan, then the second hafrasha that you did is not truma. Truma, by definition, has to be mesakein and matir, part of the matir of the tevel. If I already was matir based on taking off truma, then it's not true. And even though one might say, what do you mean? But even if you take off chita achas, it's poteris zakri. So even if you take off a lot, but no, but still, if I do one hafrasha, if it's all my kavana originally to do one hafrasha, and I take all of this off, then it's all truma. It's all considered truma. Even though I didn't have to give this much originally, but if it's all one hafrasha, it's all one hafrasha. But if I decide to do a second hafrasha, so that's different. That's different. Often we could expand on something that we don't have to do, and it's all nechshav, part of the item. We have it by mitzvahs. Many examples of mitzvahs. Right? If you look in the language of the Rambam, in Hilchas Chametzu Matzah, the mitzvah matzah, how much matzah do we have to eat on Pesach night? Kizayis, 2 kizayisim, whatever it is, but a certain amount of kizayis/kizayisim. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah, the Rambam's lashon, in the beginning of the parak about the Seder, the end of the Hilchas Chametzu Matzah. It's a mitzvah say to eat matzah on Lel HaSeder. And once somebody eats a kizayis, they're yotzei the mitzvah. The Rambam does not say there's a mitzvah to eat a kizayis a matzah. The mitzvah to eat matzah, period. Once I do that, so then I have been yotzei. Meaning, and the Reb Sternbach is medayik this in the Rambam, and others in many other contexts, as much matzah as we eat on the night of the Seder, that's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of eating matzah. Once I ate a kezayis, then I've been yotze. But sometimes if there's a minimal way of doing a mitzvah and a maximal way of doing a mitzvah, then if I choose the maximal way, that is all considered part of the mitzvah. Right? They use this answer, the Netziv uses this answer to answer a kasha on the Ramban. Right? We know there's a mitzvah every day to say Kriya Shema. Right? What is that mitzvah? How much of Kriya Shema is a Daraisa? So four different shittas in the Rishonim. The Ramban says, first pasuk. Rashi, first parsha. Bali Tosfos, first two parshias. The Rambam, all three parshias. Right? The Rambam says, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Zechir Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's part of the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Oh, not for now. But that's the Rambam Shita. But the Ramban says one. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that is it. So ask the Achronim on the Ramban, in the beginning of the second paragraph of Maseches Brachos, the Gemara discusses on Daf Yud Dalid, about Hefsik, right? And the Mishnah there talks about Mibnei Bein HaPrakim and Be'emsa. So the Gemara talks about, well, you could be Mafsik during Kriya Shema. What about being Mafsik during Hallel and Megillah? So the Gemara has that question about Pursumei Nisa V'chulu, but the Gemara assumes that you could be Mafsik during Kriya Shema. So what about these other items? Are you allowed to be Mafsik? But one second, according to the Ramban, only Kriya Shema is only the first Pasuk. So you can't be Mafsik in the first Pasuk. So what's the Gemara talking about? Explain the Netziv. Even the Ramban, who says the mitzvah minimally is the first pasuk, but if I choose to do it in a more maximal way, that is all nechshav, the part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. If I choose to expand it, you have it by matzah, you have it by Kriya Shema, you have it, of course, by shofar. Right? Tosis is kasha. In Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin. Ah, is it about Tosif? What about Tosif? How can you blow so many shofars? So the Tosis has his answer, the Rashba has his answer. But maybe an answer is that, of course, there's no Baal Tosif by doing one of the days of the Rishonim, by doing more of a mitzvah, that's not Baal Tosif. Right? If I do it a different day, fine. But if I just expand on the mitzvah, so that's not Baal Tosif. Right? I do it more. That's just an expansion of the mitzvah. So you have it by mitzvahs too, but here, by Truma, Truma is also a mitzvah. If I do Truma, Hafarshas Truma, in a maximal way, that's fine. But if I want to do it the next day, that's not going to be part of it. That's not going to be next to the mitzvah. Truma has to be inherent. Ve'ein truma achar truma. Beautiful. Ve'ein temura osa temura. That's why this mishnah is here, because of that line. One temura cannot make a second temura. If I have animal A, that's a karban, and I was maimer onto animal B cannot now be the source of more kedusha. Right? Ein temura osa temura. Velo havlad osa temura. And a vlad, this is, we referred to this a day or two ago also. A vlad cannot create tamura. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Vlad Osa Tamura. Machlokas Tanam about that one. Amrulo, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Heklish Osa Tamura, Ve'ena Vlad Osa Tamura. Heklish creates tamura, but about vlad. Vlad is already called a secondary stage of Heklish, and therefore a vlad cannot create tamura. Good. Says the Gemara Mantana. Who is the opinion of our Mishnah that says Meduma is only Midamei Alafi Cheshbon? Amar Rabbi Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Deloker Rabbi Eliezer. It's against Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah in Shrumos. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, Sashal Shruma Shtavala Pachadimei Chulin V'Nidma'u. As we know, Meduma, a Sof Shruma falls into less than 100 of Chulin, and the whole thing is Meduma. V'Nafal Men Meduma L'Makam Acher. And now some of that mixture falls into more Chulin. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Midamei Kachuma Vadai. Rabbi Eliezer argues. Rabbi Eliezer says the whole mixture has the status now of truma, and you have to be mevatel 100 to the whole mixture that fell in. Right? Only regarding the truma in it, that is what our Mishnah says. So our Mishnah is like the Chachamim, not Rabbi Eliezer. Good. Ve'ena mecham mechumetz mechametz v'chulu el fi cheshbon. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Masisan again, delok Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah is against the following Rabbi Eliezer as well. Ditznan, the Mishnah says in Arla, we had a Mishnah in Trumos, now we have a Mishnah in Arla. Ditznan, Tsar, Shel Chulin, Vishel Truma, Shednafu, Batocha Isa. If yeast, Sa'or, or sourdough, however it's translated, the mechanism that helps the rising of the dough. So the sa'ar of chulin and of truma that fall in. And neither of them would be able to cause the dough to rise by itself. But together they do. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achar achron aniba. Rabbi Eliezer says you go after the second one that fell in. Rashi points out this is not, should not be taken literally. Rabbi Eliezer says you go by either one that fell in. Even the achron. What's Rabbi Eliezer shita? Ze v'ze goreim asur. Right, that's a Shas topic. When you have two ingredients, one is an Usser ingredient, one's a Mutter ingredient, Rebbe Elazar Paskins, Usser. Zev is a Garim is Usser, and therefore, if one of them, right, half of this is the Sa'ar of Truma, says Zev is a Garim, that's gonna be Usser, that's Rebbe Elazar Shita, that's not what our Mishnah holds. Bachacha b'momrim, no. Bein shenaf al-Isser lachatchila, bein shenaf al-Isser basof, la'olam ein Usser, ashi hebo, kadei lahachmetz. Zev is a Garim is Mutter. And therefore, our Mishnah, again, is against Rebbe Eliezer. What we paskin, Zev Zegorim is Mutter. That's what we paskin. Rebbe Zegorim is Mutter. Meaning, Zev Zegorim is even if they had a shear of 100. But we paskin, Zev Zegorim is Mutter. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Dalid, the Rambam says the following case related to Avodah Zarah. Sadeh shezavla bezevel avodas kochavim. Mutter lizroa osa. What happens if your field was fertilized with avodah zarah fertilizer? Right, part of some of it. The Rambam says it's mutter. You're not allowed to do that. It's usher to do that. Lechadchila. But if you did it, there are many things that go into making a field grow. Not just the fertilizer. The seeds and the water and the everything. There's a lot of things that go into it. That's a case of zev zegorim. And therefore, it's mutter. Or the Rambam says, what if you grow something in the shade of an Asherah tree? So the shade of the Asherah, the shade, also helps out. So it's still mutter li tachta yirakos bein mosachama shein srichon letzel bein mosakshamim mebnei shetzelo Asherah shu aser im hakarka sheinan eseres gormin li yirakos elu letzmach v'chol davar aser v'davar mutter gormin lo hariz mutter v'chol makom. That's the Rambam shita. We paskin zev zegorim is mutter. Fine. The shaila is why. What's the svara for zev zegorim mutter? We pass like the chachamim here, not like Rebbe Eliezer. So why is zev zegorim mutter? So there is a line of the Ran, and then there's a machlokas what the Ran means. The Ran in Avodah Zarah says bittel. Bittel, zev zegorim is mutter because of bittel. So what does that mean, bittel? This normal rules of bittel. So if you look in the Avnei Miluim, the Ksos in the Avnei Miluim, in the Chuvis of the Avnei Miluim, Simin Vav. The Ksos says, yes, this is normal bittel. The Kiva, the Zev Zegori, Mitoras bittel asidan Allah. What does that mean? Af, agav, the Bechol Dukhli, bittel barov. We usually need bittel barov or beshishim. Let's say on a Daraisa level, you need bittel barov. But here, you only need bittel barov by real Isurim. Here, you only have a Gorim la Isur. Something causes something else. Gabi zev is a goreim, kivan de eno ela goreim ba'alma, chad b'chad batel. Then we'd even be mevatel at one to one. Kivan dika od goreim acher, v'hecha de lo shayach bittel. That's why in cases where bittel is not shayach, he quotes other examples from Mishnahis elsewhere, then it would not work. So the Adam Yiluam takes it literally that zev is a goreim, mutter, and that Ran, it's based on regular laws of bittel. If you look at other achronim, Rav Shimon Shkup and the Shari Yosher assumes, no, it's not bittel. It doesn't really mean bittel. What the Ran means by bittel is that it's not chashiv enough to aser. Right? It's different. It's not laws of bittel. It just means it's mevutal memela. If only one of the ingredients causes iser and the other one does not, then that ingredient is not strong enough, is not significant enough, right? By itself, it won't work. So it's not significant enough to aser the other item. And therefore, that's all it means by bittel, right? It's not chashuv. Okay. So that's two days in Zev Zegorim Mutter within that run. Continuing, says the Gemara. Next line of the Mishnah. V'ein ha-mayim she'uvin poslan es ha-mikvah. Mayim she'uvin do'pasla ha-mikvah, elo l'fi cheshbo. So what does that mean? So we'll have a couple of days. Mantana, Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, first opinion, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, did tzran or detanya, it's a toseftin mikvos. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov omer, right, this is a very different understanding than any of the other lines of the Mishnah. Different type of halacha. Let's see what it means. Mikvah sheishbo estrim va'achas sa'a megashamim. If there is a mikvah that has 21 sa'a of megashamim. Right, so what do we say? If three mayim shuvim fall into a mikvah that does not have 40 sa'a, it passels it. So what do I do here? I only have mayim shuvim. You know what I'm allowed to do? I'm allowed to make a hole a little bit distant from the mikvah. Pour the mayim shuvim in there, and then the mayim shuvim would roll on the ground to the mikvah. So rolling on the ground would be machshir. Mayim shuvim is if it's in a kli. But if I put it into the ground and then it rolls and it slides to the mikvah, that is called hamshacha, right? Pulling it onto the ground, and that's machshir, the mayim shuvim, right? In modern mikvos, we use a lot of different mechanisms to kasher, right? That's not all rainwater in our mikvahs. Not all rainwater. So we use hamshacha and neshika, use a couple of different mechanisms. But here, if you have a mikvah as long as it's 21 sa'a, meaning the majority is going to be megishamim, you could use hamshacha. Memali b'kasev, tesha'asrei sa'a, I could fill on my shoulder, right, into pails, 19 sa'a, uposka l'mikvah, and I could pour it in further away, you see Rashi, shelo yerem en adzli l'tocha mikvah. I can't pour it from the pail into the mikvah, because even shlosha lukin pasal l'mikvah in this case. El yasa chritz, I should make a hole in the ground, v'guma l'me rachok, v'yerem en adzli l'tocha guma, v'yakalcho amayim, and the mayim will slide in. Derech hacharitz l'tocha mikvah, v'haynu hamshacha. That's hamshacha. That is what I'm allowed to do. Continuing, v'hein tahorin. And then the mikvah would be kasher to be tovel and sheiva mitaheres b'revio b'amshacha, because sheiva mayim shuvim become usable with revia as long as the majority is not this. That's why it said the 21 saw u'b'amshacha and with amshacha, right? And Rashi says that's what it means. That's the lefi cheshbon of the Mishnah. Right, that she'uvin pasal hamshacha only if it's 20 sa'a. If it's only 19 sa'a, then it is kosher. Right, that's what the Mishnah is referring to, according to the Gemara. There is a machlok. Again, we don't have time to fully go into it now, but it's an amazing ha'ara of the Briska Rav. There's a double machlokas relating to this halacha. You know what? Let's just finish continue, and then we'll come back. Let's just do the rejection. Michlad Rabban and Savri Dibur Reviu b'amshacha lo. What, this is saying only Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds of this, but the Rabbanan even with Revi and Amshacha, if it's the majority and Amshacha, wouldn't it be good enough? The Elahak dechiasa Ravin Am Reb Yochanan Sheuva Shem Shichua Kula Tahora. Reb Yochanan says even if the whole thing was done by Amshacha, right, just Hamshacha and not Revia, not the majority, that also would be okay. So if the Rabbanan don't agree to that, so Mani, if you're saying Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the Mekel, and the Rabbanan are the Machmir, then who is Rabbi Yochanan holding like? Mani, Lora Rabbanan, Velora Rabbi Eliezer. It would be like nobody. So you can't say that's part of our Mishnah, so we're going to have to give a different shot to our Mishnah. Why would you be allowed to have it all? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rishonim in Baba Basra, Samachay Samachvav. The Ramban quotes, major Machlokas Rishonim. The Ramban quotes, the whole psul of Mayim Shuvim is Durabanan. The whole psul of Mayim Shuvim, Patling and Mikvah is only Durabanan, and therefore, you could use this. You could use this all to be Matar. Hamshacha could work for all the water. While Bali Tosfis say, no, even if Mayim Shuvim are psul Daraisa, this could still work. This is part of the halacha Moshe Sinai, that Hamshacha would be Moil, even by all of it, even if Maim Shuvim is a psul Daraisa. That's an important machlokas there in Baba Basra, related to this line. But either way, getting back to what we said before, this idea, this halacha of Hamshacha, the Shulchan Aruch discusses two days. Number one, in Reish Aleph, in the laws of Mikvos, how far away do you have to be? How far away do you have to make this hole that the water will then go on the ground across? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, three tefachim. Shir, Reish Aleph Sif Mem He. Shir Hamshacha Zu Ein Pachas Migimel Tefachim. Three Tefachim. It is a Machlokes Rishonim. Right? How long do you need? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins Gimel Tefachim like the Rivash. Because or else it would be Lovud. It would be Ki'ilu. It's not going. The Rashba says it's a Shir is a Mashahu. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rivash. That's one Machlokes. Another Machlokes, the Ramah quotes from the Mordechai, only if it goes across ground that is roi to be bolea it. It's roi levloa, roi to absorb. That's the Ramah a couple of se'ifim later. That is sif, where is this? This is sif mem vav. Sif mem vav, the Ramah says, v'yesh omrim te'en amshachem o'elas eladavka al-gabi karka ha-roi levloaba. Avalim himshech al-gabi ritzvas avadim, shein roi levloaba, v'kol shekein al-gabi daf o'kli, posel hamikva lo mahani. That is the name of the Mordechai. The Briska Rav here, we're not going to read it, but the Briska Rav here goes through how these machlokos he thinks are connected to each other, right? Whether you need three away, right? Is it a din of making it not in a kli, or is it a din of being mevatel the shame totally? Maybe I'll just read one line. He says, im neima dam shacha kula lo mahani, okay, yotzi shvemez adi am shacha lo nifka meyamayin dimayim shuvim, Eldino posel amikva. Padin it's tarif. You just find the line. He connects these two. The next paragraph, I'm sorry. Vine vidinam shachla yesh machlokes, kemavur of a yeredeya. Right, whether you need, yesh omer hamshacham oilas al gabi akarko al gabi nar, yesh omer burama, only al gabi roil of loaba. Vim makoro meha mordechai. Makoro meha mordechai, and he quotes the mordechai, and then he says, gibel tfachim, and not gibel tfachim, the rivash, vizorach lomar, the emeth beis hamachlokos tluyos. These are tali on each other. Sheish machlokes vipsul mayim sheuvim, im min haTorah chal paslus al hamayim, both on shkala mikvah yamayim sheuvim, is that there's a shame paslus al hamayim, or if it is a different, that it's not a paslus al hamayim, it's just, not mikvah water. He goes through, but this is the briska rough here in Tzmur, Yud-Bez of an Aleph. The connected machlokos. Okay, but we have to continue. Says the Gemara, so what else is the Mishnah talking about? If the pshat of the Mishnah is not this lefi cheshbon of the hamshacha can only work if you have a majority, so what else? Ella amar rabba, according to our girsa, or ella amar rav papa, lefi cheshbon kalim. How many kalim pour the mikvah water, the shuvim water into your mikvah? The Yosef ben Choni, he did Tanya, because the Brisa says, shloshes lugin mayim shuvim shenafel v'mayim, three lugin pasol, but in how many kalim? So, bishayim v'shloshes kalim afilo barba v'chamisha kalim posam v'sa mikvah. The Tanakhama says it doesn't matter how many kalim. Even if I put three lugin and mayim shuvim in the mikvah in 10 different kalim, it's still pasol, so you go by how much water was put in. Yosef ben Choni omer no. Bishtayim v'shlosha kelim posel asa mikvah, barba v'chamisha ein posel asa mikvah. If I spread it out, four or five kelim, so then it does not posel the mikvah. Because each one is batel when you put it in, it's not significant enough when you put it in, and therefore, it does not posel. So, that is Yosef ben Choni. Who do you paskin like? If you look at the Rambam quotes that if you had kavana to pour them all in originally, then even if it's more than three kelim. Even if the world, if you kill them, they're all mitztarif. And the Kesef Mishnah and the other poskim wonder where the Rambam gets this from. The Rambam says that mikvah shnafo elav shlosh lugin miayim sheuvim mikli echad or two or three, that is mitztarif. Fusha yaskal hasheni ad shelo pasak harishon midala kelei mitztarfin. The Rambam seems to pasak like Yosef ben Choni, right, in this case. But then the Rambam adds, bamed zvar mamurim bizman shalonis kavin larabos. If you don't have any kavana to be marba after, Avalim niskavein l'rabos es mei hamikvah, afilu nafal mishkal dinar bekal shana, mitztarif l'shlosh alugin. Wow. Bein shekadmu ha-shuvim es ha-ksherim, bein shekadmu ha-ksherim es ha-shuvim. That's the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah. The others wonder where the Rambam gets this from. Look at the right in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch discusses also in Reish Aleph. Again, this is very halach l'maisa halachas. Very halach l'maisa. Reish Aleph earlier in Sif Tezvav talks about this halacha of the Rambam. Mikvah sheish bar abam sa'ah, umayan koshu yachalusho kamash yirtzul yitin atocha. Once you have 40 sa'ah, then it's all good. Then it's all good. But if you don't have 40 sa'ah, so then if you have three luke and the mayim shuvim go in, it ruins it. It ruins it, that's the Shulchan Aruch. And then he talks about how many kalim, and he quotes the Rambam about kavana. Of course, the Rambam about kavana there in Simen Reish Aleph. Weiter. Ve mechadas, nase mechadas. Mechadas are only become mechadas if the water's in first, and then you put the ashes in. Mantana, Amar Chiyah Barabah, Amar Yochanan, Delok, Rabbi Shimon, Detanya, Hiktim, Afar, Lamayim, Pasul, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says the order is Nama'akev. My time to Rabbi Shimon, Dechziv, V'lachu. Remember, there are two different psukim, says Rabbi Shimon. V'lachu latameh me'afar sreifas achatas. You should take from the afar, V'nasan alav, Mayim Chayim. V'nasan alav. Put on it, Mayim Chaim. Right? Allah. V'tani Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'chi afarhu v'chalo eferhu. First of all, why does the pasuk say afar, dirt? It should say efer, ashes. Shina hakasav mi mashma'o. Right? The pasuk must be telling you a message here. Laduni amenu gzereshava. Right? It must be related to a gzereshava of nemerkan afar v'nemal halon afar. Here it says afar, even though it means efer. Why does it say afar? For the gzereshava with me sota. Malahalon afar agabe amayim, afkan afar agabe amayim. Just like there, afar, the dirt is put on the water, so to here, the dirt is put on the water. Umakan hiktim afar l'mayim kasher, but just like here, if the afar was put first, it's still okay. Afkan hiktim afar l'mayim kasher, so to here, or hasam, right, the question with the girsa, So too, it is kosher. And how do you know that? Because it says two psukim. For nasan alav, first it says put on it, put the water on it, alma efer bereisha. Father ksiv, mayim chayim al keli. Then it says the water first. So which is it? So ha-ketzad, ratza afa lamata, ratza afa lamala. Rabbi Shimon would say, it's a choice. That's what the psukim, how the psukim should be understood. V'tana didan my taima. So what about what our opinion holds? Our tana holds that you have to put the water in first. Amar lachami, seifi, dekra dafka. Because the seif is dafka. Right? Mayim chayim el keli. V'nasan alav la'arvan. What does the other pasuk mean? That you should mix it up after you put it in. You put the dirt on and then you mix it up. My chazadamit seifet the gradavka demoresha davka. Why do the chachamim? Why does our opinion darshan it that way? Lo matzis amrit, because you can't say it the other way. Ma matzina b'chomako machshir lamala afkan machshir lamala. The machshir, the key, always has to be lamala, and therefore the ashes have to be lamala. Right? Oh, where's b'chomako? Rashi quotes the offer of sota. Right? Is lamala, and therefore here too it has to be lamala. So it must be the seifet of the cross lagufe, and the resha is just to mix. Good. Remember, Ufer and Afer, what's the one, Ufer and Afer, remember the gorgeous Beis Halevi. When Avraham Avinu says, when he's bargaining with stone, Vanachi Ufer va'Afer, I'm dirt and I'm Afer, so he got a lot of schus for that. Because he said that, he was Zoche to the Afer of the Paraduma and the Ufer Sota. Right, so Ma Kesher, why is that Mida Keneged Mida? So this Beis Halevi says, what's the difference between Ufer and Afer? Afer is ashes. Afer has a past and has no future. You can't do anything with ashes. You can't make anything with ashes. It's just, it was something. Dirt is the opposite. Dirt is dirt. But dirt doesn't have a past, it's just dirt. It has a future. You can plant in it, you can put seeds in it. So Avram was saying, I have no past, I have no future, I'm a nothing. Anochi ofer va'efer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, wow, ofer va'efer, I'm going to give you ofer sota and efer paraduma. What is ofer sota? Ofer sota gives the woman her past back, right? What happens? She has a questionable past and her husband doesn't know what happened, right? So the ofer sota is megala that nothing happened in the past. Efer sota, efer paraduma, it gives a future. You're tame, but now you're going to be tar, you're going to be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash and be tar mikana l'haba. So that's Avram Avinu, the Gemara in Sota, that says, ofer and efer, Rashi quotes it there in Brachos, but that's here, the discussion here, where ofer is even called, efer is even called ofer. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Beis HaPras, I think tomorrow will probably be put up from the last cycle, I'm not sure, but either way, we'll stop now.